This is Charmaine, Charmaine, Turk, Turk, born 9/26/29. This is a 95-year-old woman, school teacher. Status post-coronary artery bypass graft and hysterectomy with history of diabetes. Patient is chair-bound, renal insufficiency, neuropathy, uses a walker, history of congestive heart failure, stroke, right-sided weakness. And recently hospitalized with the seizure disorder. Her Keppra was switched to valproic acid, period. I was asked to see the patient because of edema of the lower extremity, right greater than left, period. Review of the medication reveals that patient currently is taking Norco 5325 for pain, Benadryl for sleep, Senna for constipation. Lipitor 40 milligram for hyperlipidemia, Remeron at nighttime for sleep, and APIXABAN 5 milligram twice a day for as as a blood thinner. Mm-hmm. As well as Coreg, 25 milligram BID, and aspirin, 81 milligram a day, period. New paragraph, the patient currently is not taking any Lasix or any type of diuretics at this time, period. New paragraph, patient was evaluated today. O2 saturation is at 94%. Patient is not on oxygen. Heart rate is 100, period. New paragraph exam reveals an S3 gallop with mild rales and lower extremity edema, right greater than left, period. New paragraph, patient appears to have a decompensation of her congestive heart failure. Patient will be placed on Lasix 40 milligram once a day. Patient will not require potassium since she has chronic renal insufficiency. Stage 3B, period. New paragraph, it was recommended to elevate the legs at all times, period. Patient's seizure appeared to be controlled. The change in the medication from valproic acid, from Keppra to valproic acid, could also be contributing to her edema in face of increased increased salt intake, period. We'll follow patients closely regarding further decompensation and respiratory distress. At this time, Lasix 40 milligram one today was initiated per Shakira, Shakira, Battles, Battles, patient's registered RN. Thank you.